Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn. The city of Willits is looking at new cannabis regulations with fresh eyes and a quicker pace. That's according to Adrian Bauman, managing editor of the online newspaper The Mendocino Voice. He has been covering the community's cannabis discussions and was at the recent council meeting where they tackled the issue with the newly elected council members, Mayor Jerry Gonzalez, Sabrina Rodriguez, and Matt Strong, who was re-elected.
There's a good discussion happening in the city council now. They've been slower than a lot of people in the community would have wanted. But since the election, I think they're going to move a lot faster now.
To understand how the cannabis discussions have evolved here, it is important to take a step back. Before the arrival of Gonzalez and Rodriguez, the council had formed a working group to investigate repealing the city's cannabis ban and to explore new regulations. According to Bauman, it was a legal way around former Mayor Bruce Burton's nixing of an ad hoc committee that was tasked to do the same thing. Discussions are moving ahead. At the latest city council meeting on January 11, Mayor Gonzalez decided to form an official ad hoc committee composed of himself and council member Madge Strong for the purpose of focusing on legal and land use considerations if cannabis activities should be allowed within the city. Bauman says he can't predict what's going to happen, but believes they are moving towards change.
It's whatever they feel like doing at this point. But there are some indications based on what the council has said and sort of based on conversations with staff. That they're moving in the direction of allowing some kind of dispensary, some kind of growing, although whether or not that will be indoor only or a mix of indoor and outdoor is uncertain, and some kind of lab. The council seemed to agree that the best route forward would be to lift the ban strictly for medical cannabis and not recreational cannabis. So the dispensary would be a traditional, in the sense of the last 20 years, dispensary where you need a prescription rather than a recreational shop. And in theory, all of the cannabis grown in the city would be going towards medical. I have questions if under the frameworks created by Proposition 64 and MCRSA, if the city will actually be able to enforce those policies.
The big question, according to Bauman, is how many licenses they're going to issue in addition to how much square footage or plant amount.
And what mechanism will exist for selecting who actually gets one of those licenses? Because, for instance, if they decide to issue one giant license, that's a potential gold mine. And there's a big question about, how they're going to assign that license to someone, whether it's going to be first come, first serve, whether they're going to have a lottery of some sort.
A large warehouse at the south end of Willits is at the center of this discussion. Bauman says a group under the direction of Kevin Shee, a resident of Willits and the Bay Area, is planning on turning it into a large indoor marijuana growing facility, and they have already started construction.
They have a lot of capital. They have a lot of money ready to pump into the project, ready to start doing a large indoor grow right away. We're talking millions of dollars, if not over $10 million in finished product, is my guess, coming out yearly of that place. If the city decides to let them go ahead, there's been talk that they would prefer to have several smaller grows. There's also a question about the impact of such a large indoor grow on, of course, being Willits, there's a big environmental concern. Indoor growing is very energy intensive, and there's a lot of people in North Mendocino County that are big proponents of outdoor growing and see that as really the future of California cannabis, especially with the environmental considerations. There are people that have come to these meetings and sort of told the city, don't go indoor. We have a strong tradition of doing top-notch outdoor cultivation in the county. Allow us to continue in that direction. It's tough for the city because with the bypass, businesses on Main Street and Willits are struggling. A huge percentage of the city of Willits's tax revenues come in the form of sales tax on gasoline. Without people stopping in the city as much, they're going to see a decline in the budget. And cannabis business seems like a way to patch that. It's tempting. And I don't believe that the shift in policy direction has come around strictly because of financial incentives. I think that the people on the council, I think that they've been listening to the public. I think we have a somewhat the makeup of the council is different than it was before. Public opinion has shifted on this a lot in the last 10 years. The state has fully legalized, and I don't want to imply at all that Willits is just looking to make a fast buck.
There is debate over the environmental impacts of a large cannabis operation at the warehouse. Discussions such as requiring solar arrays and whether or not Willits has enough water for indoor agriculture.
The consensus that does seem to be happening is that Willits has this has a lot of cachet around being in the, you know, the gateway to the Emerald Triangle, but also being a place that's very concerned about the environment and about organic food and those kinds of things. And so there's been a lot of pressure to make sure that, that Willits cannabis is organic cannabis. Willits cannabis sort of is branded in a healthier way. And having the laboratory in town not only would mean that there would be a laboratory close to the north end of Mendocino County where people could come and get their cannabis tested, but it would also sort of facilitate this branding of Willits as a place that you can be safe and secure about your cannabis if you come to Willits.
That was Adrian Bauman with the online news source, The Mendocino Voice. Later this week, cannabis discussions in Lake County. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.